Can you turn to the book of Zechariah? If you have trouble finding that, find Matthew, go back one book to Malachi, and then one more, and you'll find Zechariah. And we're in chapter 4. So I'm reading from Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 1. And the angel who talked with me came again and woke me, like a man who is awakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, "What do you see?" And I said, "I see, and behold, a lampstand all of gold with a bowl on the top of it, and seven lamps on it, with seven lips on each of the lamps that are on top of it. And there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left." And I said to the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, "Do you not know what these are?" I said, "No, my Lord." Then he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forward the top stone amid shouts of grace, grace to it." And then moving on to verse 11. Then I said to him, "What are these two olive trees on the right and the left of the lampstand?" And a second time I answered and said to him, "What are these two branches of the olive trees which are beside the two golden pipes from which the golden oil is poured out?" He said to me, "Do you not know what these are?" I said, "No, my Lord." Then he said, "These are the two anointed ones who stand by the Lord of the whole earth." Well, Zechariah was a prophet who, to the remnant of Jews who returned from Babylon after the 70 years of captivity. And Zechariah's prophecy is one of the longer books of what we call the Minor Prophets. It opens with God calling his people to repentance. And then we have a section where God encourages his people to trust him. And then God moves on and instructs his people. And then finally, we have a message of redemption for God's people. So here in chapter 4, we're right in the middle of the section where God encourages his people to trust him. And the context of the first 8 chapters is the rebuilding of the temple, while the latter part of the book, concerning redemption, it contains many prophecies regarding the coming Messiah and the last things. So in our passage here in chapter 4, we start off with this vision of the lampstand and the olive trees. God gave Zechariah a vision of the golden lampstand which was an object that was to stand in the temple, which was to be rebuilt. Zechariah and his people were there in Jerusalem in order to, with the specific purpose of rebuilding the temple. So it made sense for God to speak to them in images related to the temple. In verse 2 we have in the translation I read, it said seven lips on each of the lamps that are on top of it. The NIV I think has channels. New King James and the AV both say pipes, so we're not quite sure what this word means, but it's a device by which oil can be supplied to the lamps. But then Zechariah saw something that you wouldn't normally see in the temple. Two olive trees. So we expect to find the lampstand there and the lamps, but not the olive trees. One of the duties of in the temple would be to constantly care for the lamps on the golden lampstand. They had to be continually refilled with oil, cleaned, wicks maintained. But what Zechariah sees is lamps that are self-maintained. They are filled directly from the two olive trees. So then Zechariah asks for the meaning of this vision in verse 4 and 5. And then in verse 6, he gets his answer. Then he, that is the angel, said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Zerubbabel was the civic leader of Jerusalem, and he had responsibility to finish the work of rebuilding the temple. This work had stalled, and Zerubbabel needed encouragement to carry on the work. So, not by might nor by power. Might focuses on collective strength, a mighty army, strength of a large group of people, whereas power is more to do with the strength of the individual. So it's not by your own cleverness or your ability or physical strength that the temple will be rebuilt, but by the Spirit of God. So God wanted Zerubbabel to know that the Holy Spirit would continually supply his need, just as the olive trees in the vision had continually supplied oil to the lamps on the lampstand. And God wants his supply and our reliance on the Holy Spirit to be continual too. In the seventh verse, we have mention of a great mountain. We're not quite sure what mountain is being talked of then. Some people say that it's a picture of the work of rebuilding the temple that was so massive that it seemed like a great mountain. some people say that it refers to the great big pile of rubble that stood, that was where the temple had been. But in any event, this mountain would be overcome. So what is it that we can take away from Zechariah's vision of the lampstand? Well, simply, the message to Zerubbabel was not to trust in his own strength or abilities, but to rely fully on the Spirit of God. Well, didn't he know this? Did he not know what God had done in the past, for example, with Moses and the Exodus from Egypt, or Joshua and the conquest of Canaan? Well, of course he did. And we know it too. It's a message we find often in Scripture. We find it in Matthew chapter 6 that we're currently looking at on a Thursday night. We need to rely on God, not on our own strength. Yet, as with everything else that we know so well, we're inclined to forget it. The Bible tells us there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We know it so well, yet we're still inclined to condemn ourselves and to try to bear the guilt and shame that Christ so wonderfully bore at Calvary. We have that hymn with a chorus, "Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary." How could we possibly forget? But we do. And that's why we need the Lord's Supper to remind us. "So not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." We shouldn't need reminding, but we do. And the Lord is patient and gracious enough to remind us. Amen.